This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Goeiemiddag. U is ingeskakel vanmiddag op Radio Kaapse Kansel met pastoor Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth. My program is Gracefully Restored for His Purpose. Gracefully restored for his purpose. Weer eens luisteraars wil ek vanmiddag vir julle baie dankie sê dat julle ingeskakel het. Dit is 12 uur op die kop vanmiddag en julle luister na Queen Elizabeth. Terug program is Gracefully Restored for his purpose. Ek wil graag hê julle moet weet familie dat terwyl ons hier so is vanmôre en ons praat oor Gracefully Restored for his purpose, die tema is But God. But God. Luisteraars, julle moet weet dat voor 'n mens genadiglik herstel is, was hy mos gebroke gewees. Jy was mos gebroke gewees. So jy kan nie gerestoreerd wees as jy nie genadiglik herstel word as jy nie gebroke was nie. So vanmôre, vanmiddag terwyl julle inskakel, gaan ons na 'n storie toe in die Bybel en ons almal ken daardie storie in die Bybel. Dit is die storie van Josef. Maar voor ek daaroor praat, wil ek eers praat oor wat is brokenness? Let us just stop there and let us define brokenness. Let us define brokenness before you can be restored. I say that we talk about trauma. Trauma, what is trauma? Trauma refers to a state of emotional, spiritual, or physical scatteredness. You understand? You are scattered. You are frustrated. You get me now? Trauma is a deeply distressing, it is disturbing experience, something that you have been through, something that you have never told anyone about it, something that you kept for yourself, something that is between you and your God, but God. Whilst you have been through the brokenness, whilst you have been through the trauma, there is someone that knows about it, and his name is God. So this afternoon, as you are with me, I want us to deal with certain trauma, emotional trauma, that is from experience, like abuse, like neglect, or loss. That can be a trauma. It causes brokenness. But my program today is gracefully restored for his purpose. So while you've been emotionally abused or we have undergone an emotional trauma, you must also know that you are gracefully restored through Christ Jesus. There is also a physical trauma. What is a physical trauma? It's from physical harm or an injury. And that is the things that I'm bringing this afternoon to you, to say there is a God. Through all your emotional pain, through all that you have been through, you must know that there is a God. We are quickly going for a song, and immediately after the song, we'll continue. God bless. Is weer ingeskakel vir my Radio Kaapse Kansel. Ek wil net graag weet, daardie pragtige song is van Gerald Gous. Hoor, staan op, staan op. Gaan jy opstaan? Gaan jy lê? Gaan jy sit of gaan jy opstaan? Baie, baie belangrik. Wow, what a powerful song. We give God praise for that song. Kom ons gaan weer verder aan waar ons opgehou het. Ons het gepraat oor 'n storie in die Bybel. Ons het baie stories. We've got a lot of stories in the Bible that's speaking about brokenness. But my theme of today is but God. My theme of today is but God. I want us to go to the story of Joseph in the Bible. There are many stories of many people in the Bible that has been gracefully broken, but they have been restored. And that they've been restored by the grace of God. Now, if we look at the story of Joseph in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, chapter 30 from verse 22 to 24. Please, you can read it in your own time. As jy kan skryf, kan jy asseblief stil sit en luister en gaan lees en gaan vind jouself in haar storie van Joseph. The Bible makes us to understand that Joseph was the 11th son of Jacob. He was born from a woman called Rachel. And one thing that the Bible makes us to understand of Joseph, that Joseph was loved. He was loved by his father Jacob. He was loved, and he was loved more than his other brothers, because he was the 11th son. So which means he had other brothers as well. And the one thing that I love about Joseph was a dreamer. And Joseph's father gave him a special coat of many colors. I don't know whether you can relate. As I enige een van julle wat daar in tussen luisternaars is en jy weet daar is iemand of jou vader of jou moeder was so lief vir jou gewees of is so lief vir jou en van jou broers of jou sisters raak skoons jaloers. Sometimes it happens. And this is what happened to the story of Joseph in the Bible. Dat van sy broers het was jaloers gewees oor sy droom. And often a time, in the time that we are in, some of us inside the services of the church, sometimes you have a gift. And that gift is of God. And some of the brethren, some people can say that they can become jealous of your gift. And that is what has happened to Joseph. And Joseph came out of brokenness. If we read the story in the book of Genesis 37, we learn that Joseph's brothers were jealous about him. And what did they do? They sold him into slavery. Just imagine your own brothers doing this to yourself, your own families, your own people that you trust so much. They are selling you into slavery. But one thing that I love about Joseph, Joseph did not murmur. He did not complain. And the Bible also tells us that Joseph served Potiphar, an Egyptian official. He was doing good to him. And I don't know. Maybe you are sitting there and you are listening to my voice and probably you have been doing good in other people's life. You have done good. But they have forgotten about all those things. Because the Bible said that he was an official and he was doing good. But he was also falsely accused and he was then in prison. As jy nog die storie kan verstaan, Potiphar's wife, wat gekom het na Joseph toe, en gesê dat Joseph wil haar verkrag het. So dit is die dinge wat kan gebeur, dat jy sommer net, jy kan geaccused word for something that you haven't done. And this is what had happened to Joseph. He was accused for something that he did not do. How many times have you been falsely accused? How many times are you sitting there in your house, at your workplace, in your business premises, and there's something that has happened and they have falsely accused you for something that you have not done? And this morning, I want to tell you that as you are there, let us continue to read the story of Joseph. Let's read it. I'm going to go to the book of Genesis chapter 30 from verse 22 to 27. And I just want to 24. And I just want us, as we are reading it, just to get the story of Joseph before I continue with the story. It is in Genesis chapter 30 from verse 22 to 24. It reads, En God het aan Rachel gedink. En God het haar verhoor en haar skoot oopgemaak. So Rachel was barren. So the Lord remembered Rachel, and the Lord opened her womb. Sy het bevrug geword en 'n seun gebaar. Toe sê sy, God het my smaad weggeneem. So God opened a womb, which means she was then fruitful, and she bore Joseph. Nou, as ons verder kyk in hierdie story in, gaan nie die hele story los nie, wil ek ook hê dat julle moet verstaan, dat Joseph het, was geappointed deur Farao. Pharaoh appointed Joseph as the second in command, overseeing Egypt's preparation. So Joseph was the person that was now working at Pharaoh's place, hallelujah, and he was second in command. Now, this story, when I look at it, it is actually telling me that there is a God. Despite what you've been through, despite what they have said about your life, despite of those that has written your life off, they wrote your life off, they told you that nothing good will come out of you, they told you that you are of no good, or they envy the gift that God has put inside of you. But there is a God, the God that knows the plans that he has for you, plans to prosper and not to harm you, plans to give you a great future. Can you relate to this morning, my listeners? Can somebody of you relate to this? Where you have done good to all, but what do you get in return? Hatred? What do you get in return? You have been thrown out and people are saying so many bad things about you, about things that you haven't done. This is what has happened to Joseph. But there is a God. The Bible makes us to understand that Pharaoh appointed Joseph as second in command, overseeing Egypt's preparation for the famine. And I see how the Lord is elevating you in the midst of your storm. I see how God opened doors for you in the midst of your predicament, in the midst of your shame, in the midst of your reproach. I see how God turned things around for you. Maybe you are sitting there and maybe you are crying and you ask yourself so many questions, but why do I have to go through all these challenges? Why do I have to face all these issues, all this pain, all the challenges of life? But one thing I need to tell you, listeners, that you are not alone. Never you think that you are alone. Always know that God is with you. Are you facing a storm? God is with you in that storm. Are you in the fire? God is with you in the fire. What about the three Hebrew boys? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were in the fire. As they were put in the fire furnace, there was a fourth man. And who was that fourth man? His name is God. But God. God will never leave. He will never forsake you. Always know, whether you are going through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil, because God is with you. There is nothing that happened under the sun, listeners, that is new to God. Maybe it might be new to you. You get frustrated, you don't know which way to turn, you don't know whom to tell, but there is a God that is watching you. So let us just try to know, in all that we are going through, there is a God. We are quickly going to a song and we'll be back after the break.
Die klanke van die lewe, die heel dag, elke dag. Kaapse Kansel, 729 AM.
Baie dankie, listeners. Jy is weer ingeskakel by die Radio Kaapse Kansel. Jy is met Queen Elizabeth. Wow, dit is een van ons ex-collega's wat daar gesing het. Prachtige liedjie van Almarie. Prachtige, prachtige liedjie wat sê dat wat saak maak, wat saak maak. Daar is iets wat ek haar uitgeleer wat sy sê, ons moet sterf om te lewe. Hoe klink dit vir julle? Ons moet sterf om te lewe, which means we need to die to yourself for us to be alive. We need to die to ourselves. So in this case, you must know that for us also to be gracefully restored means that you also have to die to yourself. It is no longer you that live, but Christ in you. You don't live anymore, but Christ in you. So as we continue with the story of Joseph this afternoon, I just want us to continue to know that in the Bible also make us to understand, in the book of John chapter 50, verse 20, ek vat hom net so hier en daar, hy wys vir ons that Joseph's life was marked by betrayal. It was marked by hardship. That was his life. But one thing that I know, whether your life was marked by betrayal, whether your life is marked by hardship, by reproach, by pain, and all that, there is a God in it. There is a God in it. As I told you about the three Hebrew boys, there was a God with them in that fire furnace. So God will always be with us. I always say, but God. Why I'm saying God? I say what the devil meant for evil, God would surely turn for your good. Rest assured, everything, listeners, everything that you are going through, God will turn it for your good. I always tell people that there is nothing that happened under the sun that is new. Nexus niti. Everything that happens to every one of us on this earth, God knew about it. Nothing is new. Nothing is new. So it is very important, family, that we understand how God works. How God works. He is a sovereign God. Through the midst of the betrayal, through the midst of the hardship of Joseph, there was a God. A sovereign God. A God that will work all things for your good. A God that will turn all the pain for good. A God that will restore everything that the enemy stole from you. Your secret must just be that in all that you are going through, you know that there is a God, but God. in the midst of my pain, but God. In the midst of my reproach, but God. You are gracefully restored, but before you were broken. That is what our God can do. That is what our God can do. And I said here that He's a faithful God. Joseph remained faithful despite the trials. Now, listeners, we need to understand in all that we are going through, in all that we are facing in life, remember, we are in a fallen world. We are in a fallen world. The Bible says we are in this world, but we are not of this world. So in all that we are going through, we must just make sure that we remain faithful. We don't return evil for evil. We don't return evil for evil. We make sure that in all things remain faithful, because God is the sovereign God. He is a faithful God. And in all that you have been through, we must learn to do what? To forgive. Forgiveness and reconciliation. That is what happened. If you read in the book of John, Genesis chapter 50, it is where Joseph, he chose to forgive his brothers. He chose to forgive his brothers despite that they were the one selling him to the Egyptians. They sold him to the Egyptians. He was supposed to be angry. He was supposed to be bitter. He was supposed to be frustrated. He was supposed to say, I will revenge back. But he understand what is going on. He understand that vengeance is not his. Vengeance belongs to God. Oh, my listeners. Can we give it over to God? Can you hand your battle over to God? Can you trust God to fight your battle for you? Just as Joseph did. All that you've been through, it is for his purpose. If you were broken, out of that brokenness, God has gracefully restored you. It must have been for His purpose. Dan is het vir sy doel wat. Nou, wat is dit wat ons vir die Here gaan doen, na die Here vir ons gerestoor het, na hy vir ons heeltemal genadiglik geherstel het, hy het vir ons kom gesond maak. Jy praat uit ondervinding uit, jy is vol liefde, jy is kwaad vir niemand, want die Here het jou kom herstel genadiglik. As hy dan nie, is he not faithful? Through all your storms, through all your trials, through all your tribulations, the devil thought that he is done. Hy het gedink, kykie, hy het gedink, hy is klaar met jou. Maar die Here is 'n magtige God. Hy kom herstel jou. The devil thought he was done with. O Satan, abecing from uqhibile ngawo. Thixo wasekuseni, wasangamandla manje. Isn't our God faithful? That is the God that we serve. That is the God that placed us on this earth to fulfill His purpose. Now, there's one thing that I want us to learn out of the story of Joseph. It is through all that he's been through, he remained faithful despite the trials. And also, Joseph forgave his brothers. That also demonstrates what? It demonstrates God's redemptive power. We as listeners, whatever we have faced, whatever we've been through, can we forgive? Can we let go and let God? Can we tell yourself that vengeance is not yours but God's? Can we sit there and say, I know it is not easy. I know when I continue to remember what he or she has done to me, I can't forgive. But God wants us to forgive. God wants us to forgive. Listen to me, family. If Joseph did not go faithfully through what he has been through, he would never have been from prison to a prime minister. Whatever the enemy meant for evil, God will surely turn it for your good. Hy gaan nou omswaai, man. Hy gaan 'n nuwe ding doen. Hy sal jou nie in die steek laat nie. Jy is nie alleen nie. God is met jou. He said in his word, I will never leave nor forsake you. In all that we've been through, he knows about it. Before it even happened, God knew about it. Can we trust him? Can we really trust God? Now, I want us also to understand that Joseph's story, it showcased God's plan for his life. Whatever you are going through, it also showcased God's plan for your life. Moenie plat lê nie. Jy word 'n groep het gesê, staan op. He just sang that song. Jewel Khou says, stand up. Skit af. Arise, daughter of Zion. Arise, son of the Most High God. Shake it off. It is not about you. It is about his purpose. Shake it off. Let go of that bitterness. Let go of that pain. Let go of that unforgiveness. Shake it off. Stand up. Want die Here is besig om jou ergens naartoe te neem. The Lord is busy taking you somewhere. We are quickly going into another song. Stay tuned with me. Baie, baie, dankie, soos weer terug, luisteraars. Ek neem aan, julle is nog geseën vanmiddag. Baie dankie vir daardie, wat is waar, Hugo Hassan, ek sien jou. Dankie daar, hoor, God seën vir julle. Ons is weer ingeskakel by Radio Kaapse Kansel, met Queen, Pastor Queen Elizabeth, met Gracefully Restored for His Purpose. My tema vanmorgen is, But God. Ja, daardie liedjie was 'n prachtige ene van Groep en Frank en I. Featuring Billy Falcon, wat sê, ons sal weer opstaan. Ons is op hierdie maandagoggend en ons moet opstaan. Kyk, ek het vir julle gesê, ons skit af. Wat jy daar moet wees, dit is amper soos die reën wat val en jy het 'n reënjas aan en daar die reën val, maar jy raak net die natte. So as hy, as daar die mense kom en hulle skel of hulle vloek en hulle sê al die lelike dinge op jou, wees soos 'n persoon wat 'n reënjas aan het en shake it off. Shake it off this morning. Die liedjie sê, ons sal weer opstaan. Ek weet nie hoe jy plat geslaan gewees het hierdie môre nie of gisteraand nie, maar staan weer op, skit af. Dit is 'n nuwe dag voor die aangesig van die Here. Hy sê, His mercies are new every morning. His mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Now this afternoon as we are here, let's continue with the story of Joseph. I was talking about gracefully restored for his purpose. But I said before you can become restored, you come out of brokenness. And it is very important for us to define brokenness. Brokenness as the thing is the things that you have been through, your trauma, emotional trauma, physical trauma, and psychological trauma, where it's resulting from experience that impact mental health. But I want to tell you, through all the effects of trauma, through all the anxiety, the fear, the anger, the sadness, the unforgiveness, ek gaan hom nie vergeet, ek wil niks worry, ek wil hom nie sien nie, hy het my seer gemaak, sy het my seer gemaak, kom ons laat staan. Kom ons stut hom af en ons staan op, because the Lord has a greater plan for you. The Lord has a greater plan for you, despite all that you have been through. Listen to me. God says, daar's niks wat die Here nie sien nie. Daar's niks nie. Before things materialize or manifest in your life, God already knows about it and God saw it. So our only duty is to trust God. To trust God. I was giving you the story of Joseph that was betrayed by his brothers. But still in the midst of the storm, he chose to forgive them and to move on. Because remember, if you don't forgive also, you become stagnated. Yes, you become stagnated, you become in prison. You put yourself in prison because you can't forgive. Whenever you think about it, you become stressed, you become depressed. So why don't you just let it go? Nee, kom ons praat nou net gou een ding. Hoekom laat jy dit maar nie gaan nie? Sodat jy nou kan vry wees. Because jy is self in prison as jy nie wil laat gaan en wil vergewe nie. Dit is wat Joseph gedoen. Joseph did that. He chose to forgive his brothers. And God has a greater plan. God elevated Joseph. God restored him. By God's grace, restoring and elevation took place upon Joseph's life. Hallelujah. So I want you to understand that whatever happened in your life, as long as you do what God wants you to do, as long as you do good, let them say things that they want to say. Let them treat you bad. Let them do everything. But you will not change. You will not come down and step down to their level. You will make sure that I will continue to do good. Ek gaan jou nog steeds lief hê. Jy kan my haat. Because vengeance belongs to God. But God, isn't he faithful? And now I want us, the lesson that I want us to learn out of Joseph's story this afternoon is the first one is trust in God's plan. Yes, listeners, we must trust in God's plan. Even in the uncertainty. Even if you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Trust in God's plan. Afvoel jy onseker. Vertrou op die Here. Sometimes ufumanga kuba udiniwe ukhafile awazi noma wenze njani. Tembu Yehova, tembu Thixo. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And the other one that I need to leave with you, my listeners, is let go. Forgive and let it go. That is what Joseph did. He has released the bitterness. Release that anger. Release it. Give it unto God. Allow the Holy Spirit to penetrate within you. Remember when Jesus ascended to heaven? He said, I'm not leaving you alone. I'm leaving you with a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. Can we allow him? Can we allow him to direct us? Can you allow the Holy Spirit to lead us? Because you know, when God said that you are gracefully restored, it means that you have let go of all the pain. You have let go of all the harm, of all the betrayal, of all the hardship. You have just chose to let it go and heal. Because it is a nice place to be. You know, out of your brokenness, when we have healed, it is a nice place to be. You are free. And whosoever God has set free is free indeed. We don't fake this. We don't fake it till we make it. We are free. So I want us to understand this afternoon, as we are listening to me, I want us also to know that faithfulness yields to fruits. Faithfulness yields to good fruits. If you are faithful in what you are doing, it yields to good fruits. There, Joseph, from prison to prime minister. Who would have known? God started to elevate him. God started to restore him. Everything that he had lost. Is it in the book of Joel chapter 2 verse 25? God said in his word, everything that you have lost, everything that the caterpillars, the canker worms, and the locusts stole from you, God is about to restore. Oh my family, I am waiting for the day when the Lord is restoring everything that the devil stole from you. That joy, God is about to restore. That pain that you have been in, the predicament that you have been in, that joy that has been stolen by the enemy, God said, I am about to make you whole. I am about to restore you. I want you to laugh again, my daughter. I want you to be joyful again, my son. I want you to know that I am your father. I'm your daddy. I love you. And I want you to be happy. But choose also to be happy in the midst of your storm. Because who is with you? Christ is with you. In trials, in tribulations, Christ is with us. I want you to always know it. Christ is with us. God's presence are always with us. He is with us. There is a scripture that I love so much. It's in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 31. He says, greater is he that is inside of me than the devil that is in the world. Why do you allow the devil to make you to cry? Why do you allow the devil to frustrate you? Jy loop met 'n mond, jy squat vir almal, jy's moeg vir almal. Why do you allow the enemy to use you like that? Choose to be joyful. Choose to rejoice. In the midst of your storm, choose to rejoice. Because when you do that, God will turn your weeping into your mourning into joy. Your weeping into joy. He says in his word, weeping may endure for the night, but your joy cometh in the morning. Choose joy. Choose joy. Stand up, skit af. Al het die enemy geding uit jou plat geslaan, stand up, skit af. Gaan weer aan, want die Here het groter planne vir julle. Ek wil sien wat die Here vir my het. Jy kan nie net agter iets sit en staan en sit en vir jouself bejammer. Die Here het groter planne vir jou. I want you to know that there is a God. He's with you. He's all around you. He is within you. Joseph chose to forgive. He forgave his brothers. I don't know who is that has caused pain. I don't know who is it that has caused harm. I don't know who is that has betrayed you. Listen to me, it was part and parcel of the plan. Job has lost everything. Job lost everything. But in the midst of the storm, when his wife asked him, why don't you just curse this God and die? To say, your foolish wife. Verstaan jy nie? Weet jy nie dan dat alles wat ek het nie, het ek van my hemelse vader gekry nie? Everything that I have, everything that I'm handling, everything that I have is from God. So how can I curse him? It is not him that came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Remember, it's the devil. So you need to fight the enemy and not God. My luisteraars, kom ons gaan weer so na breekie toe. Ons sal weer terugkeer. Kom ons luister na hierdie lieflike song en ons kom weer terug. Keer weer terug. Wees ingeskakel weer. Dankie julle dat julle ingeskakel is, luisteraars. Die Kaapse Kans, Radio Kaapse Kansel. Die woord na jou hart. Ek hoop julle stay aan en julle het geluister wat ek vanmiddag vir julle geleer het. En kom ons gaan nou net weer terug na Joseph's story. Daar is 'n baie lieflike lied wat gesing gewees het deur Matthew West. Never ever give up. Never ever give up. I don't get to know how hard the storm is. I don't get to know how hot the fire is. Never ever give up. There is a God in the midst of that storm. Never give up. He said, hold on no matter what. Ek weet nie, iemand moet dit vanmôre hoor. Hold on no matter what. Ek weet nie waar jy gaan nie. I don't know what you're facing this afternoon. I don't know what you've been through. But never you give up. Never you give up. Don't ever show the enemy your tears. Never give up. Hold on no matter what. As we continue, this is 12:15 with Pastor Elizabeth at Radio Cape Council. I just want you to understand, as I'm rounding up today, I want you to understand that when Joseph reconciled with his brothers, listen to this, listen to this. What I love about it, his own brothers, listen to me, listen. His own brothers were for my yellow. Die mense, die broers, wat hom verkoop het in Egiptenare. The own brothers, they sold him to the Egyptians. Listen to me, famine came into the land. The own brothers that sold him, they were the ones that came to Egypt. What were they doing? They were seeking for food. Ah, I see your haters. I see those that have sold you to your enemies. I see those that have done evil to you. I see those that have said so many bad things about you. I see those that have that thought that all is gone, life is gone, you're not gonna make it. All those that thought that you're not gonna stand up again, I see them coming to you. I see them asking you for help. I see them coming to you and ask you for prayers. I see them coming to you and ask you for forgiveness. I see them come to you and ask for God's mercy. But it is a test. You must forgive them. It is a test. You must forgive them. That is what happened. Joseph could have said no. Did he know what you have done to me? And now you are coming to me. You are asking for food. He could have sent them back home. But it was in the plan of God. But God. God has turned it around for his good. Let us go to the book of Psalms 126. It's a scripture that I love so much. It says in Afrikaans, to die Here die lot van Sion verander, het was ons was die wat droom. When the Lord turned around the captivity of Zion, sit so many jou naam daarop man. When the Lord turned around the captivity of Elizabeth, it was like somebody that was dreaming. That is what's going to happen to you. Through all that you have been through, God is about to turn around your situation. Through all that you have faced in life, God is about to remember you. I see the Lord opening the book of remembrance. I see the Lord remembering you. You thought that you were out and done. Your enemies thought that they got you. But the Lord said, I am a merciful God. I am a faithful God. I honor my word. I honor my word. Whatever I say, my word will not return to me void. But it will accomplish what I've sent it for. The Lord is about to turn your story around. The Lord is about to change you. It was when the brothers of Joseph came to him and they came for food, they were unaware that Joseph's position. They were unaware that Joseph was in command, second in command. Listen to me. I have seen how God can take a person from zero to hero. I have seen how God can change your story from a nobody to a somebody. I have seen how God can take you from a nothing to something. He can do it, but God. No man can do that. Man can only just be sent by God as a distant yapa, but it's God that do that. Hy sien ons nou hoe die storie draai. Dieselfde mense wat het geplot, dieselfde mense wat hom verkoop het by die Egiptenare, dit is dieselfde mense wat kom back vir kos. That's what God can do. Now, I want us to understand this afternoon, before I round up, that Joseph revealed his identity to his brothers. He revealed his identity. He forgave them. He forgave his brothers. He provided food for them, for his family. And there came an overflow. That is why don't look down at yourself. Don't feel pity for yourself. If people are turning their back on you, know that there is a God. If people are saying so many bad things about you, know that there is a God. Oh, I hear there is a sound of abundance. I hear there is a sound of rain coming to somebody. People have wrote you off. Die duivel het geding is klaar met jou. Maar ek sien hoe die Here 'n omswaai in jou lewe doen. Ek sien hoe die Here daar die deur vir jou oopmaak. Somebody, jy's 'n luisteraar. Jy is daar. Jy luister van my vanmôre. Ek sien hoe die Here daar die deure wat so hard gewees het om oop te gaan. Ek sien hoe gaan daar die brons deure oop vir jou because you've been faithful. I see how the Lord is turning around your captivity because you have been faithful, because you choose to forgive, because you have let it go and let God step in. The Lord is changing your story. I hear a net breaking miracle coming your way. I hear the Lord said that those that have suffered for my namesake, they will be glorified with me. The Lord is turning the things around. I hear those that have turned and those that have betrayed you, those that have done bad things to you, I see them coming to you. I see them asking for forgiveness. The same way Joseph's brothers did to him. They kneel down and they ask for forgiveness. So today, if there's something that we have learned, through all that we have been through, but God, He sustained our life. He kept us. Hold on, my family. Hold on, my brother. Hold on, my sister. Don't give up. Don't give up. Because God is about to turn your situation around for His good. Thank you for today. Thank you for listening to the Word of God this morning. It's from my heart to your heart. From my mouth to your heart. I hope you have learned something of Joseph's story. Let it go. Forgive and forget and let God. Father, we thank you. Daddy, we give you praise. Thank you for your word this morning. We sealed it under your precious blood. We pray, oh God, that somebody needed to hear this voice, needed to hear your word this morning. Somebody's life has been transformed. Somebody's life will change. Lord God, pray for mercies and for your grace over that person. Heal the heart. Heal the broken heart. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, make them whole, Lord. And in the name of the Holy Spirit, I thank you. And I declare tonight, this afternoon, arise and shine. Your time has come in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, listeners. I hope you are blessed this afternoon. We'll meet again next week, Monday, same time, same place at Radio Cape Pulpit. Shalom.
This insert was brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.